The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Welcome home, Daddy. Oh, thank you for coming home when I texted you. I know I made you leave work early, but I needed you. And, I couldn't think of anything else to do. Thinking is hard for me. Yeah, I need my daddy right now. I had a rough day, and my head still hurts. Oh, sit down on your lap. Of course, Daddy, anything you say. Yeah, I love it when you hug me. Can you hold me like this for a little while? Thank you. I feel a lot better when I'm in your arms. Oh, yeah. What happened today? Well, I was already starting to forget it. Your arms feel so warm and relaxing wrapped around me, and it's like all the thoughts just empty out of my head when I don't concentrate really hard. But don't worry, I can still tell you what happened. I was at the store, right? I don't go out a whole lot because I always get lost, but this was an emergency. I was making your dinner for when you got home, like I always do, but I ran out of that sauce that you really liked. Yeah, the stuff that's too hot, and it always burns my tongue. I prefer your cum. But I know you really like that sauce, so I wanted to get some more for your dinner. So, I got that credit card that you gave me, the one for emergencies when you're not there. Because Daddy's dinner not being perfect is an emergency. And I took an Uber to the store, because I didn't remember where it was. So, I was at the store, right? And I was looking for Daddy's favorite sauce, but the store is really big. There's a lot of aisles, and I got lost. So I saw this woman who worked there, and I asked her where to find your sauce. But she started asking me all these questions that I didn't know the answer to, like what the name of it was. Like, lady, I'm just a dumb bimbo. My daddy's the one who knows all these things. What do you want from me? But she kept asking me all these questions, and I was trying to think really hard, but, you know, I'm not good at that, Daddy, and my head started to hurt, like, a lot. And I was getting really confused. And then, when I couldn't answer any of her questions, she got really mean. She called me all these names, like, a dumb and useless, and I started to cry right there in the middle of the aisle, and it was awful. I was lost and confused, and she was so mean, and I didn't know what to do, Daddy. You weren't there, and you're the only one who knows what to do. Yes, Daddy, I know that I'm your dumb little brainless bimbo. I like it when you call me that. I like being Daddy's bimbo. I don't like when other people call me that. Only Daddy gets to. Yeah. Please say it, Daddy. Tell me that I'm your good, empty-headed bimbo. That I'm your cute, brainless cum dump. That I make you happy. Thank you. It makes me feel so good when you say it. It makes me feel bad when other people say it. But Daddy, was she right? Not about the dumb part. I know that I'm dumb. But am I useless? I thought I was doing a good job for you. I make all your meals just the way you like them, and I make myself look really pretty for you every day, and I make you come and empty your balls whenever you want. You don't even have to ask. You just give me that look, and I'm down on my knees. I'm like your trained pet, except probably dumber. But sometimes, I wonder if you'd be happier with a smarter girl. You know, someone who can think for herself. I've been thinking that ever since I got back from the store, and it makes me really sad. It makes my head hurt. I don't usually do that much thinking in a week. So, do I make you happy, Daddy? Okay. I know I can trust you. You know everything. You're the only reason I can get through life. And you've never steered me wrong before. You know, people don't give stupid bimbos like me enough credit. Life is hard when you don't have any thoughts. If I didn't have an amazing daddy like you, I don't know what I would do. I don't know anything. Daddy. Could you do that thing I like? No, not the thing with your cock. The thing with your hand, where you rub it along my hair. Yeah, it makes me feel better. Not used to having any thoughts in my head, so sometimes when a bunch of them get in there and get all jumbled up, I get really confused and my head starts to hurt. It always helps me calm down when you pat my head. It's like you brush all the thoughts away so I can go back to being your happy, empty-headed bimbo. The only thing that should ever be in my head is your cock when you're fucking my face with it and no thoughts allowed. Thank you, Daddy, for getting rid of all the bad thoughts. For getting rid of all the thoughts. You can always make me feel better. I'm already forgetting why I was sad. You're the best, Daddy. You know what will make me feel even better? Do you, Daddy? Well, yes, your cock, but we can do that in a little bit. Follow me. It would be seeing you enjoy the perfect dinner I made. Ta-da! Yep, it even has the sauce. I managed to find it without that lady's help. Who's useless now, huh? I even tried to make sure it's the right one. Look, my tongue's burned. I hope I can still taste your yummy cum. What did you say, Daddy? You're proud of me? Daddy, you're making me blush. Thank you for loving this empty-headed little bimbo, Daddy. I'm so lucky to have you. Okay, now that you have your dinner, let me just get under the table so I can have mine. Okay, now unzip this, and, forget about the button. It's still not coming undone, Daddy. Daddy? These pants have a clasp, too? Oh, they're so complicated. There it is. My favorite food. Your cock makes everything better when it enters my mouth. It's like my head gets emptier and my whole world gets brighter. Oh, I can't think of anything I'd like to do more after a bad day than just slurp on Daddy's delicious cock. Although, maybe that's just because thinking is really hard. Delicious daddy cock for a dumb ditzy diva down in the dumps. Ooh, I think I just used every word I know that starts with a D in one sentence. How's your dinner, Daddy? Did your bimbo do a good job? My bimbo's job is to keep her head empty and her daddy's belly full. Oh, I did? Yay! That makes me so happy, Daddy. Well, I'm glad you like it. And the sauce makes it perfect? You have no idea how happy that makes me, Daddy. I worked so hard to get it for you. I really like my meal. So delicious. And I think I'm about to get some sauce of my own. Better after sucking your cock. Daddy, when you're done with dinner, do you think we could cuddle for a little bit? I want to be in your arms again. Maybe feel your cock rub against my big, bouncy bimbo booty. Thank you, Daddy. You're the best daddy that a dumb girl like me could ask for.